Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, he's greater than the ordinary, is he not? The song said he's greater than the ordinary. This ain't no ordinary worship. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, evangelist attorney Rossi Williams, and I welcome everyone who is tuned in live with me right now, as well as those of you who will listen to the recording later on today. We have a great topic. Today we are coming from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, and our topic is serving the Lord will pay off. Serving the Lord will, not maybe, but it will pay off. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind everyone of how to tune in and follow the podcast so that you don't miss one teaching of a new powerful word each day. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, hot manna for your soul. You can tune in by calling 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights, which includes tonight, at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.org. But the best way to ensure that you never miss a teaching is to follow the podcast so the recording can be texted to you. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in Daily Fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as more information about me, sermons, how to contact me, and the ability to donate to the ministry to help spread the gospel on television and in radio, is available on my ministry website, rossi.org. rawsi.org. You'll also be able to tune in tonight to Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study from the website. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, reading from the KJV. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Come on and just give God a good hallelujah for his word today. What is our topic? Repeat it after me. Serving the Lord will pay off. When I was a kid, there was this senior citizen who used to lead a song in the choir at one of the local churches, and it was called Serving the Lord Will Pay Off. She's now transitioned on to glory with the Lord, but all of us, we loved hearing her sing that song. And as far as I can recollect, I never heard anyone else at that church lead that song. nor have I heard any other choir in my 49 years of life sing that song. But it would, she would say, serving the Lord will pay off after a while. She was old school, so she didn't even say after, just after a while. And when she would say just that one line, the church would just begin to respond in the spirit. Because not only was that one line so true, but she sang it convincingly. She would continue to say, serving God, oh, it will pay off after a while. Then she'd give you some instruction in that song. She said, if you just keep working, stay with me. We're in Galatians. Every day, whatever is right, God said he would pay. Serving the Lord, it will pay off after a while. And that was Sister Lula May. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, that I read unto you, here we are admonished of that same thing. In verse 9, it reads, don't get weary in well-doing. In other words, don't get tired of doing what is right. Don't become so frustrated or exasperated with doing the right thing that you abort or prematurely forfeit the blessings that God has for you. You see, it ended that verse by saying, for in due season, in other words, at your appointed time. Notice I didn't say at the appointed time, because the time wherein we reap is not the same for every person. Neither is the frequency of reaping the blessings of God, the quantity or the quality of what you receive, nor the extent of what you go through to receive it. But it promised us that in due season you shall reap. Not there is a high probability or possibility, but you shall. It is a fact that you will reap if you faint not. Serving God, brothers and sisters, it will pay off for you. Now I know that day after day, it gets a little hard to remember that, especially if you are doing people right only for them to continuously treat you wrong. If you're the person who's always on the right side of things and everyone else is on the wrong side, when you're the person who's always praying and interceding for others, giving of yourself, your time, your finances, giving of your own mental health to encourage, to uplift, to speak a kind word, to pay someone else's bills, only to see them not even express simple gratitude for what you've done. That is when we are apt to grow weary in well-doing. We say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to keep helping people and be their doormat. I'm not going to let people keep walking over me, keep using me, taking advantage of me. And even worse, sometimes they not only take advantage of you, but they will even scandalize your name. It seems like the people you help the most appreciate you the least. But I've come to remind you, according to the word of the Lord, that this is not the time for you to grow weary. This is not the time, brothers and sisters, for you to faint. Nor is today the day for you to just turn back. It's not even the moment for you to start doubting God. Because if you will just hold on a little longer, if you will keep the faith and not give up on God, your blessing is on the way. Your deliverance, your healing, your miracle, whatever it is that you are needing from the Lord, waiting on and believing Him for, if you will just continue to stand in faith, to follow His will, to be obedient to His word. If you will understand that your salvation is not principled upon what others do, but it is your covenant relationship with Jesus, serving the Lord will pay off. Oh, this is not the time to give Satan the victory in your life. God sees you. God has not forgotten all the good that you've done. And although God's blessings are not a quid pro quo kind of thing, it's not a you scratch God's back, God will scratch your back, but rather it's just because of the goodness and mercy of the Lord, I remind you that even the fact that you are listening to me right now is a blessing. Someone today did not arise. On yesterday, I had to go out to the jail to see a potential new client, to speak with that client for a family who's several states away. But you're not incarcerated today. You're able to go about your day. Serving the Lord has already paid off. Now, before we go into prayer, I just want to encourage you to just remember why you started serving God in the first place. It's not because He's a genie, not because He's a sugar daddy, not because God is Santa Claus, but because you understand, glory, that your life and eternal life are hidden in Him. But the great thing to remember is that God does not just want to wait until after you die to bless you. God wants to bless you right where you are. And as my prior pastor would say from when I lived in another city, God does not just want to give you pie in the sky, but He wants to give you some ham where you am. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Serving the Lord will pay off. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We glorify You and we lift up Your name. Lord, today we are excited because our strength has been renewed. Father, we refuse to grow weary in well-doing. We refuse to allow others to dictate our salvation and relationship with You. We refuse to allow the inadequacies, the sin, the errors, the omissions, Father, and the retaliation from others to come in and cause us to forfeit our blessings. But rather, God, we will serve You. We will praise You. We will continue to do the right thing because right is right all day long, even if nobody is doing it. And wrong is wrong all day long, even if everyone is doing it. Father, we will not grow weary in well-doing in our due time. Lord, we're going to reap the harvest. And Father, it's going to be, hallelujah, it's going to be an Ephesians 3:20 kind of harvest where You do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. So we just glorify You now. Oh, we say hallelujah. Oh, we say glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We know that serving You, it will pay off for what we need in our lives and the lives of our families. Father, in our homes, on our job, in our body, whatever we need done, Father, in our health, whatever we need done career-wise, whatever we're needing done, Father, for our children, You will do it. We're going to keep working every day, and we know serving You will pay off. Come on and just tell the Lord, Lord, I know that serving You will pay off. Tell Him again like you mean it. Convince yourself, Lord, I know, hallelujah, that serving You will pay off. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and just praise the Lord. We're about to do the altar call, and then I will end with your task for today. Wherever you are, just praise the Lord. Praise him in advance for your blessing. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will not grow weary in well-doing, but I will serve you all the days of my life. Praise the Lord and welcome to the family of Christ. For those of you who rededicated, welcome home. Remember, everyone, make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. Go to your leaders. Let them know that you are now saved or rededicated. Get plugged in so that you're an active participant in the ministry and work of the Lord as opposed to a passive spectator so that the devil won't have time to work in an idle mind. Also, remember to tune in live with me for your daily word here on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and Wednesday nights, don't forget tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. All right, our topic for today is what? Serving the Lord will pay off. Your task for today is to do right even if no one else does right. God will honor your sacrifice. I'll see you tonight. I got a great topic for you. Serving the Lord, it will pay off.
A long time coming, but I know